Welcome to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. Dr. Coben is an author, columnist, financial planner, and international lecturer. He holds a PhD degree in public policy, MA degrees in economics and business economics, and is a graduate of Reformed Bible College. Dr. Coben is an outspoken critic of public schools, government regulation, the IRS, paper money, welfare, and abortion. An evangelical Christian and the father of six homeschooled children, Dr. Coben is applauded by listeners across America and around the world as a champion of liberty, limited government, free markets, and peace. Now let's join Dr. Coben with Christian Worldview.
Hey, welcome this morning to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben, this 29th day of August 2005. Glad you've joined us as always. Going to have an exciting show with lots of different news stories today. But before we do that, let's take a quick check at the weather.
Right now in Greenville, Spartanburg, it's 73 degrees. Downtown, 74 degrees. Anderson, 73. Clinton, 74. Today, areas of fog this morning. Numerous showers and scattered thunderstorms this morning. Then, widespread showers and scattered thunderstorms this afternoon. Humid with highs in the mid-80s and eastern spots at 10 miles per hour.
And here we are back at Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. We're going to do a quick, I just want to check my sound out because I wasn't hearing well enough and the producers got me all squared away at this point. We have, on the key news, of course, is Katrina, this huge, category four hurricane, which is slamming into the Gulf Coast. That means it's also going to be up, at least the remnants of it, before too long, maybe today or tomorrow, I don't know, it'll be somewhere over Greenville area, and that's going to cause some tornadoes, probably, I imagine. I'm guessing it's going to come this way. It seemed like it was on that path. Other people might know better than I do, but we'll see. We also have a very important story today on Fox News. Thai elephant hurt in mine blast gets prosthesis. Lampang, Thailand, a Thai elephant who attracted worldwide attention when her foot was amputated after she stepped on a landmine, has been fitted with temporary prosthesis, a wildlife conservation worker said Sunday. Well, elephants are that tough that they don't get killed by landmines, huh? The 44-year-old female elephant, Motola, is expected to wear the lightweight canvas shoe-like device for 5 to 8 months until her leg is strong enough to carry a heavier, permanent one, said Soraida Swala, founder of the Friends of the Asian Elephant Hospital in Northern Thailand. They have a hospital for elephants too. Anyway, that was, I thought that was very interesting. Of course, they don't take care of aborted children like that. Obviously, they just do the opposite. Anyway, very, very interesting news, I guess you can say. Well, we have here a number of interesting stories as well. But I wanted to read one letter I did get from someone. Every week, I get an encouraging call. Or email, or both, at least one, on either the radio broadcast Christian Worldview Today with, or Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben, and or the Times Examiner article I write every week, the column. This last series of columns, of course, was on the public policy theology of enslavement. This is coming up series is a 5-part series on Christian views of nations, the theology of nations and nationalism. Even deals a little bit with how we should deal with or consider immigration issues. So that's coming up. But at any rate, Chris writes a letter, and she says, I wanted to tell you that a member of our former church, the Anglican Church of St. George the Martyr, found your Anglican churches always have these very strange names. At least they're strange to me. Not strange to other people I know, but just to me it sounds a little odd. I don't know who St. George the Martyr is, and I'm not sure if I'd name a church after him. But anyway, found your radio station and listens regularly. She says she doesn't agree with you on everything, but it's refreshing to hear many things said out loud. Well, that's good news. I'm not sure how she found you. Think someone else in her family found you first. She has a brother-in-law who's a member of the Sons of Confederate Veterans in Virginia, too. I have a Confederate flag keychain, and she saw it today at my piano recital and struck up a conversation about such issues. I was in shock. With all my efforts to educate anyone at that church having failed miserably, through no fault of my own. I'm surprised she would listen to such radical opinions on the radio, with a smiley face after it. She must have joined the church after the gag order took effect, before we left. We tried to call and tell her not to talk about such things in the church because it's not politically correct and it's frowned upon. But that will have to be something she'll have to realize on her own. Anyway, appreciate the letter. She says, I thought you could use a boost that there are people out there listening to you. Cheers, she says. Well, I know there are people listening to me, and I know that there are people who are willing to not only listen to me, as they're driving along, they're put in a state of shock because they hear things that they don't normally hear over the airways. And they even pull over to the side of the road. They miss appointments. They arrive late to work. I've heard all of these stories. They stop their job for a while. They take an extended lunch until some current program is over, just because they're so enthralled and interested in the theology of freedom that's espoused here, and the biblical theology of public policy, the ideas and principles of the founding fathers, and the criticisms I'm willing to make against people like George W. Bush. I've still been getting a lot of mileage out of that story, talking about how the Peruvian pastors I spoke to were, and all of them, in fact, one of the lecturers told me, his name was Alberto, he said, John, you don't need to bother criticizing George Bush to these folks. Every one of them, or I think he said, there isn't a single evangelical in Latin America or in South America who's on George Bush's side or thinks he's a good guy or a Christian or anything else. So you can go ahead and just, you know, save your breath there. Teach him something that's more profitable. And I thought to myself, man, I mean, how do they all know and see through this guy's, the farce that this guy is presenting for people? And up in America here, we have to, you know, mince our words, be careful in how we approach this whole matter in private conversation. And the Libertarian Party and the Constitution Party, besides the obvious, the Democrats, are the only ones who, I'm talking about among conservatives or free or liberty-minded people, the only ones who see through the farce. The rest of the evangelical community in America has completely been snowed. They don't know what's going on, apparently, and they believe everything the Pied Piper tells them. At any rate, thanks for the email this morning, Chris. Appreciate the encouraging word. Always appreciate encouraging words here at Christian Worldview. Well, what else have we got on the agenda for today? We have Solzhenitsyn and some thoughts on truth. Well, this is an article by Al Cronkite. He says, in January 2003, Solzhenitsyn was hospitalized in Moscow, suffering from a stroke. He was reported to be recovering. Though he lived in America as an expatriate for a number of years, he was not popular in this country, and neither his illness nor his endeavors in Russia have been widely publicized. He is a present-day prophet. I use that term in a truth-telling sense with no reference to prognostication. Prophets can always be properly discerned in each and every generation by the general dislike they are able to garner. And I'm going to skip on down. He says, truth is both scarce and very powerful. The heart of man is unbelievably evil. And skipping through again, he says, tyrants cannot allow truth to become rampant. Truth is a weapon of righteousness and an adversary of evil. Truth can disrupt the flow of revenue to the press and afflict it with dangerous enemies. Crusading newspaper reporters and fearless editors are a thing of the past. Solzhenitsyn is a Christian. And in regard to his lengthy imprisonment, he said, bless you, prison, for having been in my life, God of the universe. I believe again, though I renounced you were with me. Jesus asserted that he is the way, the truth, and the life. Mature Christians are truth seekers and truth expounders. So, he stood alone in the dice at Harvard University and condemned the order of the university fosters. Telling a nation that is dying and people that they are ultimately responsible for their own demise is not a pleasant task. He was referring to the alliance American liberals have had with communist nations. The quote could have been a rebuke to our recent invasion in Iraq as well. Men of that caliber, like Solzhenitsyn, might begin to bring change to the depravity that afflicts our nation. Solzhenitsyn says of America, destructive and irresponsible freedom has been granted boundless space. Society appears to have little defense against the abyss of human decadence, as such as, for example, misuse of liberty for moral violence against young people, motion pictures full of pornography, crime and horror. It is considered to be part of freedom and theoretically counterbalanced by the young people's right to not look or to not accept. Life organized legalistically has thus shown its inability to defend itself against the corrosion of evil. And we do applaud Solzhenitsyn not only because he went through the gulag, because he's brilliant and a believer and someone who is trying to promote the Christian worldview. And you are listening to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
If you have a question or comment for the show, please dial 864-244-8177. That's 864-244-8177. You may also dial 864-201-6955. That's 864-201-6955. Or you may email your question or comment to questions@policyofliberty.net. That's questions@policyofliberty.net. And remember, the show is live from 7:30 in the morning until 9 in the morning Eastern Time. If you're listening at any other time, you're listening to a recording. Calls will only be received between 7:30 and 9 in the morning Eastern Time. Hello, this is Dr. John Coben. Get a copy of Bible and Government, Public Policy from a Christian Perspective, my latest book. You can buy it online from Alertness Books. The link is at the top of policyofliberty.net. That's www.policyofliberty.net. It's only $11, and it will help you think about the Christian's relationship to public policy and the nature of the state. Be sure to get a copy today of Bible and Government, Public Policy from a Christian Perspective. Hi, this is Dr. John Coben. Is it okay for a Christian to become wealthy? Did you know that 8 out of 10 Americans will face retirement with little or no savings, even Americans who had good incomes? At Integrity Group, we are dedicated to providing personalized service, finding effective ways to protect and increase your hard-earned money. Integrity Group is an independent financial planning firm that offers a wide range of services. We specialize in finding creative, custom solutions to meet the needs of each individual. Do you have concerns about providing for your retirement? Do you want to ensure that catastrophes like disability or long-term care will not wipe out your savings? Do you need to have your assets protected from creditors? Do you want tax-advantaged growth of your savings? At Integrity Group, we recognize that time passes all too quickly. Sound financial planning is not something to be delayed. Our offices are located at 514 Pettigrew Street in downtown Greenville. Make an appointment with Integrity Group today at 864-244-6464. That's 864-244-6464.
If the state sets itself up as the supreme arbiter of human affairs, it must domesticate the individual, lest any lingering remnants of self-reliance weaken the state's authority. The state must resist the individual's effort to follow the dictates of his conscience, lest they conflict with the decrees of Caesar. In the interest of its own safety, the state must eventually deny that the individual is a person, for the individual can be a person only when he puts his obligation to God ahead of his obligation to Caesar. Reverend Edmund Oppitz, in the Libertarian Theology of Freedom, page 145.
You're listening to TRN, the Tyranny Response Network, where we comfort the afflicted and afflict the comfortable.
And we welcome you back to Christian Worldview. Want to remind you that there's a South Carolina fundamental rights petition to save your private property. It's online, and the link is at tyrannyresponse.com. It'll take 30 seconds for you to sign this petition and join almost 300 other folks who have signed it. Go to tyrannyresponse.com or tyrannyresponse.net and click the Related Media tab. That's the Related Media tab. Scroll down towards the bottom, and you'll find there the South Carolina Fundamental Rights Petition link. Click on it, and you'll be able to fill in the blanks, and within 30 seconds, do a little bit to promote liberty and freedom in our state here. Always remember to check out tyrannyresponse.com and tyrannyresponse.net for the current and latest events going on in the upstate. This week, there's actually nothing going on that we have on our calendar. Rip and Richie has yet to update the September calendar, but it looks like there's nothing going on, other than there should be, on Saturday, a Carolina Patriots meeting at Prime Sirloin across from the Greenville Mall in Greenville. We, of course, hope that you can make it to the Carolina Patriots meeting. Starts at 12:30 for lunch and ends at 3 o'clock. We also have a number of audio files on the tyrannyresponse.com website. Remember, this is where you can go to get informed. And one of the audio sections here under that's been growing over time is called Liberty Minutes Programs with Dr. John Coben on TRN, The Nature of the State and the Christian's Relationship to Its Public Policies. One of the most important arms of the Tyranny Response Network is our educational ministry, that we try to show Christians in particular the biblical way to think about the state, about its nature, about how they should respond to public policy. You'll find here files, for instance, audio files that you can listen to, download for free and listen to, including The Difference Between Government and the State by Albert J. Nock. That's my comments on Albert J. Nock. The Theology of Public Policy in Historical Context. The Divine Ordination of State Criminals and Legalized Crime. Rights, Just War, and Public Policy Theology. The Theology of Public Policies of Enslavement. Christian Views on Rebellion, Highlighting the American War for Independence. Christians and Self-Defense Against Criminals, Including the State. And the Second Amendment and Public Policy Theology. Sometime in the next couple of days, there will also be added a new one called The Theology of Nations and Nationalism. Now, this list is going to continue to grow until it's probably 12, 13, maybe 14 of these entries there, and make a complete set for someone to be able to study the theology of public policy. Now, this is designed without any shame to promote an activist transformational perspective of theology of public policy. That means those people who are Christian Reconstructionists or Theonomists will enjoy the series more or very much, as well as, of course, people who hold to a liberty of conscience perspective. Divine writers will be shocked by what they hear, and that's why you need to help them by giving them the link to this particular series. Now, this series is also being been put on as an online course at the libertarianchristians.org, the libertarianchristians.org. That link is all available under the related media section, the Libertarian Christians link. And if you go to libertarianchristians.org, you'll be able to click on the button that says Online Public Policy Course and find the entire set of audio files, as well as the text files in Adobe format. They're available for you, for anyone else. So either link, send Divine Right people or pacifists to either one of these links and help them to think more biblically, and certainly help them to jettison the false ideas they've been coddling because of the problems we've had both in preaching and in a typical understanding of the certain very key passages related to public policy in the Bible. So I want to be able to send people to those places. Thought I'd remind you about it here this morning on the Christian Worldview show. We've got a couple of other articles, not a couple, we've got many other articles. I wanted to read this one article, which I thought was interesting. It came from Al Cronkite, Righteous Scars, Truth and Power. It's out of Covenant News, Righteous Scars, Truth and Power, by Al Cronkite. And I'm going to skip down towards the bottom. It's just too long of an article to read now. But he says this, Bonhoeffer's resistance to Hitler, he's talking about Dietrich Bonhoeffer and his willingness to overthrow Hitler, offers us a lesson. The building blocks are being laid for tyrannical control of the world in a similar fashion to Hitler's construct in Germany. Resistance is similar to the Nazi era. It is lonely. There are few willing to participate. Most are sympathetic to the state and willing to compromise, since all the power is vested in the state. Resistance is futile and truth falls on deaf ears. Bonhoeffer carried on his resistance for 10 years before he was imprisoned. Americans are still free to write and speak out against the great evil, but if the German pattern continues, it will soon become dangerous. Power is not always evil. Power used in accord with the legal mandates of God is legitimate. Power used to extend the plans of men is evil. Now, it seems that our fellow citizen, Cindy Sheehan, has inextricably involved herself in a costly quest for honesty and truth from a tyrannical regime that possesses neither. He's referring, of course, to George W. Bush's regime. Already, some members of her family have denounced her activities, and her husband is seeking a divorce. She has lost a son, several members of her own family, and her husband. Her mother has succumbed to a stroke, and she is just beginning to feel the wrath of the warmongers, whose depth of wisdom and compassion is razor thin. Truth is unacceptable to those who reserve the right to know both good and evil. Since they subjugate and encapsulate both, they sacrifice immutable truth for their own evil opinions. When men of this ilk are in power, though they be brilliant in mind, they minister only in the evil desire of their own hearts. President George W. Bush is not King David, and the confrontational quest of Cindy Sheehan will not be met with the humble repentance and contrition that characterized a man after God's own heart. No, the style of this government was set at Waco, at the kidnapping of Ilian Gonzalez and the savage war in Iraq. This is a regime of ninja policemen, shock and awe, intimidation, retaliation, torture, and revenge. Nevertheless, those of us who seek righteousness must remember that American citizens, like the former German counterparts, voted to the for the perpetuators of this regime, and many are still supporters. We are living under the government we deserve, and as we continue to push truth and justice forward, we are enjoined to obey those we have elected. Of course, there is some doubt about some of the extent of obedience, but we appreciate Cronkite's article this morning, and we're going to take a quick break, aren't we? You're listening to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. We'll be back in just a minute.
If you have a question or comment for the show, please dial 864-244-8177. That's 864-244-8177. You may also dial 864-201-6955. That's 864-201-6955. Or you may email your question or comment to questions@policyofliberty.net. That's questions@policyofliberty.net. And remember, the show is live from 7:30 in the morning until 9 in the morning Eastern Time. If you're listening at any other time you're listening to a recording, calls will only be received between 7:30 and 9 in the morning Eastern Time.
Warning: Dr. Coben's show is not recommended for anyone with an aversion to deep thinking and critical analysis. The Patriot Network is a national federation of local clubs devoted to bringing relief to the oppressed American taxpayer. It is based right here in the South Carolina Upcountry and chaired by Dr. John Coben's associate, legendary freedom warrior Robert Clarkson. Visit our website at patriotnetwork.info for full contact information, meeting times, and locations around the South and beyond. That's Patriot Network, one word, .info. There you can also sample many action reports, current and past issues of our newsletter, and mainstream news features about IRS rot, corruption, and incompetence. Find out what our decades-old organization may be able to do to put a stop to your IRS problems. PatriotNetwork.info commends Dr. John Coben on the founding of the Tyranny Response Network and his unique Christian worldview show, heard weekday mornings right here on TRN.
This is Dr. John Coben. Visit policyofliberty.net. That's www.policyofliberty.net on the web. You'll find there books and articles written by Dr. John Coben, that's me, the Tyranny Response Unit, regarding things related to covenant marriage, allodial land titles, and free market economics. You'll also find there portraits of famous economists, including their biographical information and links to their famous works, as well as many, many quotations for liberty. Visit policyofliberty.net on the web today and find a wealth of information to help advancement of the truth.
There is a place for government in the affairs of men, and our Declaration of Independence tells us precisely what that is. The role of government is to protect individuals in their God-given individual rights. Freedom is the natural birthright of man, but all that government can do in behalf of freedom is to let the individual alone, and it should secure him his rights by making others let him alone. Reverend Edmund Oppitz, in The Libertarian Theology of Freedom, page 142.
Liberalism is not to be tossed lightly aside, but to be hurled with great force.
Well, here's a very strange alliance coming up, at least it's strange in my mind. This is a Christian Allies Caucus. Enters Gates, it says the battalion, sponsored by the Battalion of Deborah and Covenant, Covenant Alliances. The cost is $65. Master of Ceremonies will be Jim and Jackie Gaylor and Yedidiah Atlas. And this is in Fort Worth, Texas, from September 2nd through 5th. The Christian Allies Caucus are none other than Yuri Shuterm, the chairman for the Ikud Lumi Party, Yair Peretz, who's a co-chairman of the Shaz Party, Rabbi Ben Elton, who's the Ikud Lumi Party, Gilad Erdin from the Likud Party, Gila Gamaliel from the Likud party, Eliezer Sandberg from the Shamwai party, and Josh Renstein, who is director. And the special guest speakers are going to be Kay Arthur from Principal, I think it says Principal, it's hard to read here, Principal Ministries International, and I think Princept Ministries International, as best I can see, Dr. John C. Hoagie, who's the pastor of Cornerstone Church, CEO of Global Evangelism in Television Incorporated, Dr. Jack Hayford, who's president an International Foursquare Church and the Chancellor of the King's College and Seminary, Robert Stearns, who's a praise and worship leader from Eagle's Wings Ministries, and Chuck Missler of Catherine House Ministry. So these evangelicals, or professing evangelicals, or purported evangelicals, are all meeting with a bunch of Jewish people to talk about their alliance, apparently. And we're talking about unsaved Jewish people. This is where dispensationalism really goes amok, and it gets into this whole issue of Zionism and support for Israel. That just goes way beyond what you would expect to see from Christians. I mean, after all, our true allies in the world are not unbelieving Jews. They are who? Other believers. I mean, can you imagine what kind of alliance did the Apostle Paul have with unbelieving Jews? I mean, dispensationalism can only go so far. Sure, if you really want to believe that there's at some point going to be a revival among 144,000 people of Jewish descent, that particularly those who might be occupying the land of Israel right now, okay, fine. I'm not here to argue about eschatology. I don't agree, but I mean, I'm not here to argue eschatology. But when you go to the extent of getting a bunch of politicians and so forth who are unsaved people, Jews from their own particular parties and so forth, and have even conferences linked up with some key evangelical leaders, that seems really bizarre. And it doesn't seem like the Apostle Paul, or for any of that matter, any of the others, and Jesus Christ himself, had that much of a link with traditional Judaism after, of course, Christ ascended and rose from the dead, ascended, and the new covenant was ushered in. In fact, it looks like just the opposite. It looks like the Apostle Paul, as Saul, persecuted the church, and after that, he was persecuted himself, as were many others who preached the gospel, persecuted by Jewish people. So, an unbelieving Jewish people. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with being ethnically Jewish, or you can't be saved if you're Jewish. Obviously, that's certainly the truth. But to have alliances with unbelievers like this is really, really strange. Anyway, that struck me kind of odd that the Christian Coalition would be sending out this sort of thing. I thought you might find it interesting as well. Well, we have a housing upswing, which is worrying Greenspan. The Washington Times says, housing upswing is worrying Greenspan, August 27th, 2005. Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan said yesterday the housing boom is causing major distortions in the economy and suggested it might be reined in with higher interest rate. This guy used to be a free market kind of a person. He wrote books in favor of the gold standard and whatnot, and now he's talking about actually imposing socialized or greater regularized policies in the United States. He loves that proactive policy stuff. I guess he's going to be perpetually prodigal as he goes into his old age now, and we're not going to have any significant change and move towards liberty coming from the mouth of Alan Greenspan. Shouldn't be any surprise anybody who's the chairman of the Federal Reserve will have had to succumb to some sort of evil, I would think, since it is one of those evil institutions we have in the United States. Well, here, what they won't tell you about capitalism, by Lawrence W. Vance. This book looks like is being reviewed here on the internet. What they won't tell you about capitalism. It says a version of this review of how capitalism saved America: the untold history of our country from the pilgrims to the present, by Thomas J. DiLorenzo, appeared in the Quarterly Journal of Austrian Economics. He says, one advantage that the Austrian economists have over those in the mainstream is they often specialize in other disciplines besides economics. The Austrian phenomenon is particularly true in the field of history, A case in point is Thomas J. DiLorenzo, professor of economics at the Selinger Business School of Business and Management at Loyola College in Maryland. After reading his The Real Lincoln, one would think the writer was a historian who specialized in economics. In his new book, How Capitalism Saved America, The Untold History of Our Country from the Pilgrims to the Present, DiLorenzo not only maintains but firmly establishes his status as a historian of the highest caliber. Aside from the fact that the book is authored by the highly respected, except among Lincoln idolaters, and widely published Professor DiLorenzo, we know that it is sure to be a good read before you even get to the table of contents because of the book's dedication to Ludwig von Mises, the 20th century's most dedicated and accomplished champion of free markets, individual liberty, and the free society. Not only do we not find Mises mentioned in most economics textbooks, the majority of economics professors have never even heard of him. It's no wonder that this book is sorely needed to counteract the numerous myths and distortions of capitalism promulgated in college and university history and economics departments. And I appreciate hearing about that particular book when we'd like to encourage you all to take a look at that too. How Capitalism Saved America by Thomas J. DiLorenzo. And you've been listening to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. We'll be back in just a couple minutes.
If you have a question or comment for the show, please dial 864-244-8177. That's 864-244-8177. You may also dial 864-201-6955. That's 864-201-6955. Or you may email your question or comment to questions@policyofliberty.net. That's questions@policyofliberty.net. And remember, the show is live from 7:30 in the morning until 9 in the morning Eastern Time. If you're listening at any other time, you're listening to a recording. Calls will only be received between 7:30 and 9 in the morning Eastern Time. This is Dr. John Coben from Christian Worldview. You know, a lot of my listeners call and ask me about allodial land titles, covenant marriage, and other topics of importance to Christians who love liberty. Many of these things I've written about at the policyofliberty.net bookstore called Alertness Books. We invite you to visit the Alertness Books bookstore today and pick up the materials that will help you learn the truth and be free. Hi, this is Dr. John Coben. Is it okay for a Christian to become wealthy? Did you know that 8 out of 10 Americans will face retirement with little or no savings, even Americans who had good incomes? At Integrity Group, we are dedicated to providing personalized service, finding effective ways to protect and increase your hard-earned money. Integrity Group is an independent financial planning firm that offers a wide range of services. We specialize in finding creative, custom solutions to meet the needs of each individual. Do you have concerns about providing for your retirement? Do you want to ensure that catastrophes like disability or long-term care will not wipe out your savings? Do you need to have your assets protected from creditors? Do you want tax-advantaged growth of your savings? At Integrity Group, we recognize that time passes all too quickly. Sound financial planning is not something to be delayed. Our offices are located at 514 Pettigrew Street in downtown Greenville. Make an appointment with Integrity Group today at 864-244-6464. That's 864-244-6464.
As long as the state, the agency of coercion, stands over society offering to dispense economic privilege to those who pay it homage, conferring an advantage on some men at the expense of other men, the misuse of political power should be the first line of attack for the moralist. It is inevitable that political privilege will be used in this way if it is available and begging to be used. No people has ever resisted it who have been led into this temptation. Reverend Edmund Oppitz, in The Libertarian Theology of Freedom, page 84. Welcome to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. Dr. Coben is an author, columnist, financial planner, and international lecturer. He holds a Ph.D. degree in public policy, M.A. degrees in economics and business economics, and is a graduate of Reformed Bible College. Dr. Coben is an outspoken critic of public schools, government regulation, the IRS, paper money, welfare, and abortion. An evangelical Christian and the father of 6 homeschool children, Dr. Coben is applauded by listeners across America and around the world as a champion of liberty, limited government, free markets, and peace. Now let's join Dr. Coben with Christian Worldview.
And we welcome you back. back to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. It's the 29th day of August, 2005. If you're not listening on a weekday morning from 7:30 to 9, and it's certainly not August, it's August 29th, 2005, you're listening to a recorded show. Glad you are, but don't try to call in. Remember, our phone number, if you do want to call in, is 864-244-8177. We're going to have a quick check of the weather now.
Well, right now in Vivo Smart Rig, it's 74, downtown 74, also in Anderson 74, Clemson 75, and today is areas of fog this morning, numerous showers and scattered thunderstorms this morning, and then widespread showers and scattered thunderstorms this afternoon. Humid with highs in the mid-80s and east winds 5 to 10 miles per hour.
I don't think that anyone heard what you just said there. Why don't we just tell them the quick parts again so they can get that. I think our soundboard was down.
Well, right now it's 74 and just about everywhere right now. Spartanburg, downtown Anderson, and Clemson. And it's foggy this morning and numerous showers and scattered thunderstorms this morning. And widespread showers and scattered thunderstorms this afternoon. And it's about going to be humid with highs in the mid-80s.
Okay, appreciate that. Well, here we have another book by James Siegel we should mention. It's called War Made Easy, How Presidents and Pundits Keep Spinning Us to Death, by Norman Solomon. In War Made Easy, Norman Solomon demolishes the myth of an independent American press zealously guarding sacred values of free expression, although strictly focusing on the shameless history of the media cheerleading for the principal post-World War II American wars, invasions, and interventions. He calls into question, by implication, the idea of the press as some kind of institutional counterforce to government and corporate power. The utter idiocy of many of the examples he has compiled in this impeccably documented historical review will be familiar to readers who follow the news and on the Internet. They achieve fresh impact because of the way Solomon has organized and analyzed them. Each chapter is devoted to a single war hawk strategy. America is fair and noble superpower. Opposing the war means siding with the enemy. Our soldiers are heroes. Theirs are inhuman. Illustrated by the historical examples for the Dominican Republic, El Salvador, Vietnam, Grenada, Panama, Kosovo, both Iraq wars, and other miscellaneous conflicts in which the media were almost universally enthusiastic accomplices. Well, that's an interesting book. War Made Easy, How Presidents and Pundits Keep Spinning Us to Death, by Norman Solomon. I also have Pat Robertson in the news again, the future of Freedom Foundation. Pat Robertson describes U.S. foreign policy. Conservative Christian broadcaster Pat Robertson has stirred up a firestorm with his call for taking out Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez. What's all the fuss about? All that Robertson has done is state publicly what has been an important part of U.S. foreign policy: assassination of foreign rulers who have behaved independently of Washington. John Perkins described how U.S. foreign policy works in his book Confessions of an Economic Hitman, how the U.S. uses globalization to cheat poor countries out of trillions. In order to place foreign rulers under Washington's thumbs, the first step is to ply them with foreign loans and foreign aid, oftentimes funneled through the IMF or World Bank. While such funds are sometimes billed as money to help the poor, the reality is they are nothing more than bribes to line the pockets of grateful and dependent foreign officials in return for loyalty to Washington. Sometimes a ruler goes independent of Washington, refusing to follow its orders or suggestions. That brings in the State Department and U.S. Congress, which in the name of promoting democracy starts funneling millions of dollars in U.S. taxpayers' money into foreign candidates and parties who are opposing their recalcitrant ruler with the aim of ousting him from office and replacing him with someone who is loyal to Washington. Of course, it goes on beyond that. If those don't succeed, then we go ahead and support CIA-supported coup, even though they're illegal now, supposedly. And then beyond that, we might actually try to assassinate somebody. So at any rate, this seems to be, according to the Future of Freedom Foundation commentary, any rate, the main policy of the United States. And Pat Robertson's remarks really are, there's nothing new there, he's saying. Well, interesting stuff. I want to remind you all once again to check out the tyrannyresponse.com website. You'll find there at tyrannyresponse.com a lot of information about the world of politics here in upstate of South Carolina, in particular how public policy relates to you as a Christian. Try to help you think a little bit better. There are a number of links there that will help you do that. We also have our good friends at the Times Examiner listed there, and I want to mention them real quickly. The Times Examiner, remember, is the conservative voice of the Palmetto State. Are you tired of reading liberal columnists? The Times Examiner features outstanding conservative and libertarian columnists, and you can read them all every week by just paying about $25 a year in-state or $27 a year out-of-state for your subscription. If you to start your subscription, call 864-268-0576. That's 864-268-0576. Remember, the Times Examiner supports home and Christian schooling, limited government, free markets, private property rights, gun ownership, Christian values, and our great Southern heritage. You can pick up copies around Greenville at newsstands or simply call 864-268-0576. Also, if you want to place an ad in the Times Examiner, call and ask for David directly at 864-325-0985. That's 864-325-0985, and he'll be able to help you get set up with a subscription to the Times Examiner, with an ad in the Times Examiner. Well, here's an article that came through from our pacifist side of things. In fact, we're about over time for a break, aren't we? I'll tell you what, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the pacifist view, which shouldn't surprise any of us, the pacifist view or statement on the war in Iraq. And we'll be back in just a minute.
If you have a question or comment for the show, please dial 864-244-8177. That's 864-244-8177. You may also dial 864-201-6955. That's 864-201-6955. Or you may email your question or comment to questions@policyofliberty.net. That's questions@policyofliberty.net. And remember, the show is live from 7:30 in the morning until 9 in the morning Eastern Time. If you're listening at any other time, you're listening to a recording. Calls will only be received between 7:30 and 9 in the morning Eastern Time. This is Dr. John Coben. Visit policyofliberty.net. That's www.policyofliberty.net on the web. You'll find there books and articles written by Dr. John Coben, that's me, the Tyranny Response Unit, regarding things related to covenant marriage, allodial land titles, and free market economics. You'll also find there portraits of famous economists, including their biographical information and links to their famous works, as well as many, many quotations for liberty. Visit policyofliberty.net on the web today and find a wealth of information to help advancement of the truth.
The Patriot Network is a national federation of local clubs devoted to bringing relief to the oppressed American taxpayer. It is based right here in the South Carolina Upcountry and chaired by Dr. John Coben's associate, legendary freedom warrior Robert Clarkson. Visit our website at patriotnetwork.info for full contact information, meeting times, and locations around the South and beyond. That's Patriot Network, one word, .info. There you can also sample many action reports, current and past issues of our newsletter, and mainstream news features about IRS rot, corruption, and incompetence. Find out what our decades-old organization may be able to do to put a stop to your IRS problems. PatriotNetwork.info commends Dr. John Coben on the founding of the Tyranny Response Network and his unique Christian worldview show, heard weekday mornings right here on TRN.
If the state sets itself up as the supreme arbiter of human affairs, it must domesticate the individual, lest any lingering remnants of self-reliance weaken the state's authority. The state must resist the individual's effort to follow the dictates of his conscience, lest they conflict with the decrees of Caesar. In the interest of its own safety, the state must eventually deny that the individual is a person, for the individual can be a person only when he puts his obligation to God ahead of his obligation to Caesar. Reverend Edmund Oppitz, in the Libertarian Theology of Freedom, page 145.
You're listening to TRN, the Tyranny Response Network, where we comfort the afflicted and afflict the comfortable.
And this is from the Third Way Cafe, a new patriotism statement on the war in Iraq from the Mennonite Church, USA. And it was passed by the Mennonite Church USA Delegate Assembly meeting in Charlotte, North Carolina, July 2005. Preamble, in response to the request from our area conferences, congregations, and members of the Mennonite Church USA to state our belief in God's call to peace and invite peacemaking actions as individuals and congregations. The executive board offers the statement below. It follows a letter to President Bush in September 2002, signed by 17,000 members, that outlined alternatives to going to a war in Iraq, and a similar letter from the Constituency Leaders Council in March 2003. In June 2004, the executive board sent a pastoral letter to our congregations during this time of global turmoil. There's always global turmoil. He says, "This is our faith. We believe that peace is the will of God. God created the world in peace, and God's peace is most fully revealed in Jesus Christ, who is our peace and the peace of the whole world. Led by the Holy Spirit, we follow Christ in the way of peace, doing justice, bringing reconciliation, and practicing non-resistance, even in the face of violence and warfare." That's Article 22 of their Confession of Faith in a Mennonite Perspective from 1995. "We believe that the Church is God's holy nation, called to give a full allegiance to Christ, its head, and to witness to every nation, government, and society about God's saving love." So here, it's interesting, we see here that they include government as a separate entity in a competing kingdom, as we already knew, in the way they, just the way they think and talk about things. But of course, our challenge here is not to at all dispute what they say about the more evangelical premises here, but to talk about the word peace in and of itself, and how it's being employed in the paragraphs above. One thing to say is that Jesus Christ does give us peace, that is, peace with God. Jesus does not necessarily give us peace in the world. As a matter of fact, the Apostle Paul did not experience peace in the world. He experienced all sorts of trouble, and so did the other apostles and any other Christian early on in the church and ever since. What we do have, though, is peace made with the most important person we need to have peace with, and that is the God of the Bible. He has been, who is said to be angry with the wicked every day in Psalm 7:7, and one who hates all workers of iniquity in Psalm 5:5, is all powerful, and we ought not to fear him who can cast or who can kill the body and after that do nothing, but rather him who can kill the body and after that cast body and soul alive into hell. That's what Jesus said. So we need to have peace with him, and through the cross we do have peace with him. Now here's the difference that we would have with the pacifists on this point. We agree with them the war in Iraq is wrong, but we have different reasons for disagreeing. We don't believe that George W. Bush had a just reason to go over there and fight and attack people. If he had, we could be supportive of it. If there were a just cause, if it were actually a war of self-defense. And the reason is this, and the Mennonites don't understand this perhaps. The way we spread peace in the world, folks, is opposed to those who promote mayhem and chaos and injustice and destruction of property and lives, is to promote free markets. We do not live in a world where most people are regenerate, and by promoting the things that promote for peace, we are promoting capitalism. We're promoting free markets. And you may be shocked when you hear that, but listen candidly to the facts, folks. For the last 2,000 years, but especially the last 200 years, we've looked at collectivist and totalitarian systems bringing the greatest amount of war, bloodshed, mayhem, and chaos than anything else in the history of the world. If we want to promote peace, we need to promote freedom, free markets, and the principles of the founding fathers of this country. If we don't do that, then what we get is what we have in, or what it is in Cuba, or what was in former Eastern Europe, the Soviet Union, China, the kinds of killing fields that we had in Cambodia. Those things are what come from communism, totalitarianism. So, paradoxically, sometimes we have to fight against evildoers who aggress us, who want to aggress other people and bring them under communist-type regimes and harm them. That the way of peace, paradoxically, then sometimes is through the sword. Not the sword of offense or imperialism, like George W. Bush carries on, but the sword of defense against the totalitarian evildoers who want to bring murder and chaos into our lives, into our existence. So I think that's where they err, and that's how we would differ, although we would agree with them that the war in Iraq is wrong, just for different reasons. At any rate, I won't read all of the rest of their article. It is interesting to see the pacifists come up and make these statements online. They are interesting to us to read. Obviously, we are a Christian worldview, and at Christian Worldview, as such, we want to be able to encourage this sort of thing and this sort of discussion back and forth. Well, we have another conspiracy theory by Chuck Baldwin. He said, I'm just skipping down a little piece of his article, another conspiracy theory by Chuck Baldwin. This is August 26th. He says, make no mistake about it, the decision by Senator Frist to publicly support embryonic stem cell research was both calculated and intentional. Senator Frist and the Republican leadership obviously decided that now was the time, and Frist was the man to take point on this issue. The reason they are preparing their constituencies for the presidential election of 2008... I've already heard leaders within the religious right say that they could support a pro-choice Republican nominee in order to defeat the Democratic nominee, especially if that nominee is Hillary Rodham Clinton. These statements, too, are calculated. One can bet that Karl Rove and the superstars of the religious right have already held conferences on the subject. The possibility that Bush and his handlers are preparing to give the presidential election to Hillary Clinton is nothing new. What neither conservatives nor liberals seem willing to acknowledge is that Bush and Clinton families have been in the closest of friends for years. And yes, they probably will support a pro-death one, but that'll be good for us, because us who are pro-life libertarians or who are Constitution Party members can then more easily garner folks from the Republican fold and bring them over to support something that's more consistent. You're listening to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. We'll be back in just a minute.
If you have a question or comment for the show, please dial 864-244-8177. That's 864-244-8177. You may also dial 864-201-6955. That's 864-201-6955. Or you may email your question or comment to questions@policyofliberty.net. That's questions@policyofliberty.net. And remember, the show is live from 7:30 in the morning until 9 in the morning Eastern Time. If you're listening at any other time you're listening to a recording, calls will only be received between 7:30 and 9 in the morning Eastern Time. Hello, this is Dr. John Coben. Get a copy of Bible and Government, Public Policy from a Christian Perspective, my latest book. You can buy it online from Alertness Books. The link is at the top of policyofliberty.net. That's www.policyofliberty.net. It's only $11, and it will help you think about the Christian's relationship to public policy and the nature of the state. Be sure to get a copy today of Bible and Government, Public Policy from a Christian Perspective. Hi, this is Dr. John Coben. Is it okay for a Christian to become wealthy? Did you know that 8 out of 10 Americans will face retirement with little or no savings, even Americans who had good incomes? At Integrity Group, we are dedicated to providing personalized service, finding effective ways to protect and increase your hard-earned money. Integrity Group is an independent financial planning firm that offers a wide range of services. We specialize in finding creative, custom solutions to meet the needs of each individual. Do you have concerns about providing for your retirement? Do you want to ensure that catastrophes like disability or long-term care will not wipe out your savings? Do you need to have your assets protected from creditors? Do you want tax-advantaged growth of your savings? At Integrity Group, we recognize that time passes all too quickly. Sound financial planning is not something to be delayed. Our offices are located at 514 Pettigrew Street in downtown Greenville. Make an appointment with Integrity Group today at 864-244-6464. That's 864-244-6464.
There is a place for government in the affairs of men, and our Declaration of Independence tells us precisely what that is. The role of government is to protect individuals in their God-given individual rights. Freedom is the natural birthright of man, but all that government can do in behalf of freedom is to let the individual alone, and it should secure him his rights by making others let him alone. Reverend Edmund Oppitz, in The Libertarian Theology of Freedom, page 142.
Liberalism is not to be tossed lightly aside, but to be hurled with great force.
And here we have the current schedule for CCL Christian Witness at Columbia's Abortion Mill and Streets. This came out on the 27th. Planned Parenthood of South Carolina Incorporated, child murder by abortion facility at 2712 Middleburg Drive, Suite 107, Columbia, South Carolina, with advertising for clients of corporate-friendly business associates Blue Cross Blue Shield of South Carolina and Cigna, announced on suitably red for Blood banner, which continues to hang on the exterior wall of Planned Parenthood's death camp that reported murdering over 1,400 pre-birth human beings in 2003 alone. Planned Parenthood in Colombia has murdered over 25,000 since 1978. So how many Christians not only do business with Blue Cross Blue Shield, but actually work for these death camp supporters? As it has been said, it takes a village to kill a child. It takes a nation to kill 45 million. The blood is on all your hands, America. Jeremiah 26:15. What we sow, we also shall reap. Stand for persecution of Christians in America to increase as a judgment from God. For the church's collective capacity, collective relative apathy and inaction toward the screams of innocent unborn who are torn in pieces day after day, more than 3,000 times a day, more than just the 3,000 killed on 9/11. Well, we appreciate the update from CCL Ministries down in Columbia, South Carolina, watching out for life there. It is a sad thing. It's a very anti-libertarian thing to be able to do such atrocious acts as these ones. We also have a column coming up here. Can we avoid descent into bondage? This came out of the Yuma Sun. The Yuma Sun, of all places, in Yuma, Arizona. A guy named Howard J. Blitz wrote it August 23rd. He said, Sir Alexander Fraser Tytler, who was born in 1742 and died in 1813, was a Scottish jurist and professor of universal history at Edinburgh University in the late 18th century. He stated the following, A democracy cannot exist as a permanent form of government. It can only exist until the voters discover that they can vote themselves largesse from the public treasury. From that time on, the majority always votes for the candidates promising the most benefits from the public treasury, with the results that a democracy always collapses over loose fiscal policy, always followed by a dictatorship. The average age of the world's great civilizations has been 200 years. These nations have progressed through this sequence, from bondage to spiritual faith, from spiritual faith to great courage, from great courage to liberty, from liberty to abundance, from abundance to selfishness, from selfishness to complacency, from complacency to apathy, from apathy to dependency, from dependency back again into bondage. Upon examination of the 21st century America, Tytler's quote pretty much describes the activity of American society today. American society has indeed discovered that it can and does vote itself largesse from the public treasury, and that indeed it does in fact vote for those candidates who promise to bring the most benefits to them, from the public treasury. As a result, there exists today in America an extremely loose fiscal policy being financed by an extremely loose monetary policy, with government debt increasing at the rate of over $1 billion daily, with no end in sight and financed by fiat currency. Dictatorship, as the enlightened professor states, cannot be too far behind. As Tytler notes, every major civilization has progressed through the cycle he describes, and the American civilization appears not to be exempt. And I won't read the rest of his article. That's very good. Just to save a little bit of time here, but he's bringing up a great point, isn't it? Aren't we down to the point now in America of getting close to apathy? I mean, you bring up things like the South Carolina Fundamental Rights Petition. Who wants to sign it? Well, a few of us who are very, very clearly on the right side of things, liberty-minded, but we're a drop in the bucket. Most people in the upstate of South Carolina, yes, even here in South Carolina, are not that concerned about liberty. They're more concerned about doing their jobs. They're more concerned about the security they have and just plodding along through life and trying to be left alone if possible. What they're going to find is they're not going to be left alone. That more and more government will become more intrusive, that the state will become the behemoth, the leviathan monster that it always has been, and will begin to castigate those who violate the precepts of collectivism and continue on the path towards total bondage once again, as Tytler described. And indeed, it's a sad state of affairs, but that is America in our day and age. Well, at any rate, that's a bad thought when you think about it, what's happened in this country, going from the great start we had. Well, Charlie Reese says this, as for experts, true experts are few and far between. As the old joke goes, an expert is someone from out of town with a briefcase or someone whom the MC will call an expert. A true expert is someone who knows all there is to know about a subject and, more importantly, knows what he doesn't know. Good quotation about experts from Charlie Reese. The word capitalism. Lawrence M. Vance says the word capitalism was coined by none other than Karl Marx, who hoped that it would help in his crusade to denigrate the system of private property and free enterprise and promote socialism. Yes, he did invent that term, because capitalism is not really an ism. It's just the state of the world without any intervention by the state, by government. And no intervention by statist regimes, then we're going to have free markets. We're going to have people who naturally want to cooperate and trade. We're going to have people who naturally specialize, who naturally build up capital and save for the future, and create enterprise. This is the natural state of things, and it's a good thing. It's the way God created the world. It's the order that the Lord set forth. And Marx and his cronies have tried to intrude and put something artificial and chemical that's there that does not actually benefit anybody. Well, you're listening to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. We're going to hopefully listen to the Bill of Rights at this break, and we'll think about the Bill of Rights as we also discuss, or since we've been discussing capitalism and so forth, and we'll be back after a long break.
If you have a question or comment for the show, please dial 864-244-8177. That's 864-244-8177. You may also dial 864-201-6955. That's 864-201-6955. Or you may email your question or comment to questions@policyofliberty.net. That's questions@policyofliberty.net. And remember, the show is live from 7:30 in the morning until 9 in the morning Eastern Time. If you're listening at any other time you're listening to a recording, calls will only be received between 7:30 and 9 in the morning Eastern Time. The Bill of Rights, the first 10 amendments of the American Constitution. Amendment 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedoms of speech, or of the press, or of the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Amendment 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Amendment 3. No soldier shall, in time of peace, be quartered in any house without the consent of the owner, nor in time of war, but in a manner to be prescribed by law. Amendment 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrants shall issue, but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. Amendment 5. No person shall be held to answer for a capital or otherwise infamous crime unless on presentment or indictment of a grand jury, except in cases arising in the land or naval forces, or in the militia, when in actual service in time of war or public danger, nor shall any person be subject to the same offense to be twice put in jeopardy of life or limb, nor shall be compelled in any criminal case to be a witness against himself, nor be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor shall private property be taken for public use without just compensation. Amendment 6. In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously ascertained by law, and to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation, to be confronted with the witnesses against him, to have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense. Amendment 7. In suits at common law, where the value in controversy shall exceed $20, the right of trial by jury shall be preserved, and no fact tried by a jury shall be otherwise re-examined in any court of the United States than according to the rules of the common law. Amendment 8. Excessive bail shall not be required, nor excessive fines imposed, nor cruel and unusual punishments inflicted. Amendment 9. The enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people. Amendment 10, the powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states respectively, or to the people.
Welcome to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. Dr. Coben is an author, columnist, financial planner, and international lecturer. He holds a Ph.D. degree in public policy, M.A. degrees in economics and business economics, and is a graduate of Reformed Bible College. Dr. Coben is an outspoken critic of public schools, government regulation, the IRS, paper money, welfare, and abortion. An evangelical Christian and the father of six homeschooled children, Dr. Coben is applauded by listeners across America and around the world as a champion of liberty, limited government, free markets, and peace. Now let's join Dr. Coben with Christian Worldview.
And we welcome you back to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. Glad you joined us this morning. Hope we're helping you think a little bit better. That's our goal here at Christian Worldview, to actually change society, to transform the world with the truth. We're going to begin to do that, though, with a look at the weather.
Right now in Greenville-Spartanburg, it's 73 degrees, downtown 74, Anderson 74, Clemson 75. Today, areas of fog this morning, numerous showers and scattered thunderstorms this morning. Then, widespread showers and scattered thunderstorms this afternoon, and humid with highs in the mid-80s.
Okay, and we welcome you back here to talk about some of these great issues. We had an interesting, we have our listener Charles up in Raleigh, who listens on the internet every day. We're glad you do listen, Charles. He sends us things from time to time, and one he wanted to send me today was, there was a website called Jews Against Zionism. Interesting, huh? Jews Against Zionism. Well, that's not something you hear about too much. We read earlier on the show, of course, the this conference that Christian Coalition's been pushing between several major evangelical figures and a number of unbelieving Jews to talk about their own coalition and covenant to help promote Zionism. Well, here's a website called Jews Against Zionism, and I guess there are a number of others other websites out there who, even from a unbelieving Jewish perspective or an Orthodox Jewish perspective, they believe what they believe, against the whole idea of having Israel as a state over there. Well, that's fascinating talk, of course. We do spend a lot of money protecting Israel, and when I say we, I'm talking about the American state. In addition to that, the existence of Israel does cause a lot of foreign wars. Now, some people are going to say, well, it's just prophecy. That's what's required to happen. It's okay that that happens. But there are other Christians who don't agree. They would say, no, Israel has no special place as a people in the land of Palestine anymore. And what's happening over there is not only not a fulfillment of premillennial prophecy, it's a total perversion of what we should be supporting as Christians. So, interesting that Charles would send that in. I appreciate that, Charles. I think it's good food for thought. He also sent in another link to me, Charles did, about Bush's obscene tirades rattle White House aides, by Doug Thompson. Bush's obscene tirades rattle these White House aides, August 25th. While President George W. Bush travels around the country in his last-ditch effort to sell his Iraq war, White House aides scramble frantically behind the scenes to hide the dark mood of an increasingly angry leader who unleashes obscenity-filled outbursts at anyone who dares disagree with him. Now, from this point on, I will not be able to read this article on the air because it is full of all sorts of obscenities. And I'm gonna all I'll say is I don't know if this stuff is true, but apparently this fellow claims that before virtually every live interview, Bush is yelling and screaming, using foul language, flipping people the bird, as he calls it, and telling people where they can go, a few other things like that. It's a pretty sad commentary on the supposedly Christian George W. Bush. Although, if we could actually see that side of him, it might spin around certain elements in society who actually believe that George W. Bush is a Christian. The Bible, of course, tells us that from the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Doesn't mean you don't slip and fall. It means that if somebody is sold out to these kinds of things, it will come through his heart, and or through his mouth, what's in his heart. At any rate, I thought that was interesting news. If you have any comment or more information about George W. Bush's problem with obscenity and his willingness to use it in the way that he has, it'd be interesting to hear about it here on the show. Do give us a call, 864-244-8177. Here's dueling demonstrators gather near the Bush Ranch, Crawford, Texas. Several thousand people descended on President Bush's adopted hometown Saturday, attending a rally supporting him for arriving in the last leg of an anti-war demonstration near his ranch. Okay. The pro-Bush rally at the school football stadium was a culmination of You Don't Speak for Me, Cindy tour that started last week in California, referring to the protest of peace activist Cindy Sheehan started at August 6th near Bush's ranch. Several times the crowd of about 1,500 chanted, "Cindy, go home." So she's got a lot of people, a lot of animosity going on about Cindy Sheehan, and right near the Bush ranch, they're out there demonstrating. Interesting stuff. You're listening to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. It's time for a quick break, and we'll be back in just a minute.
If you have a question or comment for the show, please dial 864-244-8177. That's 864-244-8177. You may also dial 864-201-6955. That's 864-201-6955. Or you may email your question or comment to questions@policyofliberty.net. That's questions@policyofliberty.net. And remember, the show is live from 7:30 in the morning until 9 in the morning Eastern Time. If you're listening at any other time you're listening to a recording, calls will only be received between 7:30 and 9 in the morning Eastern Time. Are you interested in knowing about the faith and legacies of Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson? Check out Warriors of Honor. It's a new DVD produced by New Liberty Videos. You can get a copy of this video by emailing the Tyranny Response Network production staff at production@policyofliberty.net. That's production@policyofliberty.net. It's only $20, and it's well worth it. Take it from me, Dr. John Coben. I've seen this video, Warriors of Honor. It is just outstanding in producing something of value for those who love liberty, who hold to the Christian perspective, and want to be encouraged about our past. Finally, a documentary that is willing to speak plainly about the Christian faith of Jackson and Lee. It is a beautiful and accurate account of two great Southern leaders and a war that forever changed our country. Steve Wilkins. Hi, this is Dr. John Coben. Is it okay for a Christian to become wealthy? Did you know that 8 out of 10 Americans will face retirement with little or no savings, even Americans who had good incomes? At Integrity Group, we are dedicated to providing personalized service, finding effective ways to protect and increase your hard-earned money. Integrity Group is an independent financial planning firm that offers a wide range of services. We specialize in finding creative, custom solutions to meet the needs of each individual. Do you have concerns about providing for your retirement? Do you want to ensure that catastrophes like disability or long-term care will not wipe out your savings? Do you need to have your assets protected from creditors? Do you want tax-advantaged growth of your savings? At Integrity Group, we recognize that time passes all too quickly. Sound financial planning is not something to be delayed. Our offices are located at 514 Pettigrew Street in downtown Greenville. Make an appointment with Integrity Group today at 864-244-6464. That's 864-244-6464.
You're listening to TRN, the Tyranny Response Network, where we comfort the afflicted and afflict the comfortable.
And we welcome you back to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. Here's something forwarded by our Tyranny Response Network research staff. It says, from Scarlet down Charleston way, thank you, hit don't get no better than this. An old Southern farmer's advice. This is called an old Southern farmer's advice. Your fences need to be horse high, pig tight, and bull strong. Keep skunks and bankers and lawyers at a distance. Live a simpler life is simpler when you allow when you plow around the stump. A bumblebee is considerably faster than a John Deere tractor. Words that soak into your ears are whispered, not yelled. Meanness don't just happen overnight. Forgive your enemies, it messes up their heads. Do not corner something that you know is meaner than you. It doesn't take a very big person to carry a grudge. You cannot unsay a cruel word. Every path has a few puddles. When you wallow with pigs, expect to get dirty. The best sermons are lived, not preached. Most of the stuff people worry about ain't never gonna happen anyway. Don't judge folks by their relatives. Remember that silence is sometimes the best answer. Live a good, honorable life, then when you get older, think back, you'll enjoy it a second time. Don't interfere with something that ain't bothering you none. Timing has a lot to do with the outcome of a rain dance. If you find yourself in a hole, the first thing to do is stop digging. Sometimes you get, and sometimes you get got. Get and got, okay. The biggest troublemaker you'll ever probably ever have to deal with watches you from the mirror every morning. Always drink upstream from the herd. Good judgment comes from experience, and a lot of that comes from bad judgment. Letting the cat out of the bag is a whole lot easier than putting it back in. If you get to thinking you're a person of some influence, try ordering somebody else's dog around. Live simply, love generously, care deeply, speak kindly, leave the rest to God. And that's once again the old Southern farmer's advice. It don't get any better than that. Great, great stuff. Here's some more things that are going on in the world. Chinese detainees are men without a country. Chinese detainees are men without a country. 15 Muslims cleared of terrorism charges remain at Guantanamo with nowhere to go. Robert Wright, Washington Post staff writer, Wednesday, August 24th. In late 2003, the Pentagon quietly decided that 15 Chinese Muslims detained at the military prison at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, could be released. Five were people who were in the wrong place at the wrong time, some of them picked up by Pakistani bounty hunters for U.S. payoffs. The other 10 were deemed low-risk detainees whose enemy was China's communist government, not the United States, according to senior U.S. officials. More than 20 months later, the 15 still languish at Guantanamo Bay, imprisoned and sometimes shackled, with most of their families unaware of whether they are even alive. Reader forums, and well, okay, I'm just not going to read that rest of that. Well, that's interesting stuff. Here's part two of the this issue. For more than 3 years, Willett's clients, Abu Bakr Qasim, 36, and Adel Abdu Hakim, 31, had been detained or denied legal counsel. Then in March, another detainee with an attorney asked his lawyer to help them find representation through the legal process called the Next Friend Authorization. Most facts in the Uyghur cases are still classified secrets. Lawyers are not allowed to provide information unless facts are revealed in court papers or hearings, but the basics are beginning to come to light, and Robertson is now pressing for action. This past Friday, the judge ordered the government to disclose the status of efforts to relocate two men at a hearing on Thursday. So, more abuse apparently going on at the Guantanamo Bay area. The Attorney Response Network staff has also set up a malversation word. That's right, malversation. It's a noun. It means corrupt behavior in public office. Isn't that a good word to know? Malversation. And by the way, speaking of the Tyranny Response Network, we are still looking for volunteers. If you want to give Chuck a call at 864-458-1981, or simply go to the website, tyrannyresponse.com, you'll find there the opportunity to help out. We need people to produce radio shows and people who have technical abilities to get involved with the Tyranny Response Network. You can go to tyrannyresponse.com and click on the Contacts tab and find a number of links there to email people, or call Chuck once again at 864-458-1981. Also want to remind you, there is another event I forgot to mention earlier still going on. The final installment of the Institute on the Constitution is occurring at Pickens, in Pickens at the Bible Baptist Church this Saturday morning. If you want to attend, by all means, get the directions off of the website, tyrannyresponse.com, under the events tab, and you'll find a way that you can get up to that place for this final event. Rippin' Richie's Sacred Cow Slaughterhouse is going on also, most days. Sometimes he gets too busy to do it every day as a volunteer, but most days he's there, so be sure to try to tune in at 4:30 in the afternoon for Rippin' Richie's Sacred Cow Slaughterhouse today. And don't forget this word, malversation, corrupt behavior in office. We do like that. That's a good word. Glad the research staff had the foresight to send that to us. Here's from LouRockwell.com, Iraq and the Cardboard Democrats. This is by Jude Waninsky. Iraq and the Cardboard Democrats by Jude Waninsky. A memo to Gary Hart from Jude Waninsky, RE, the leadership vacuum. As you know, Gary, I publicly announced my vote for Senate John Kerry last year's presidential election, even though I had earlier in the year characterized him as a cardboard candidate. Now and then, when he wasn't programmed by his campaign consultants, maybe Bob Schrum, Kerry was not bad. Too often, though, I thought of him as a fellow who gathered his team around him every morning and asked them, "What do I think today?" I truly wasn't unhappy to see him lose because I never did trust him or get it right in the Oval Office. For President Bush to win narrowly was the best outcome, I reckoned, as he might make a mid-course correction in foreign policy and turn away from the neocon cabal that led him and the nation into this new Vietnam-like quagmire. So I was delighted to read your Wednesday op-ed in the Washington Post, who will say no more, challenging your fellow Democrats to put aside their pollsters and focus groups and consultants and take on the war directly. Yes, indeed. Interesting stuff. We also have some questions about the cardboard Democrats, but even more questions right now because they're in power of the scoundrel Republicans who are running this country and running it into the ground. You're listening to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. We've got our last segment coming up, and we've got our last break coming up, too, and we'll be back in just a minute.
If you have a question or comment for the show, please dial 864-244-8177. That's 864-244-8177. You may also dial 864-201-6955. That's 864-201-6955. Or you may email your question or comment to questions@policyofliberty.net. That's questions@policyofliberty.net. And remember, the show is live from 7:30 in the morning until 9 in the morning Eastern Time. If you're listening at any other time, you're listening to a recording. Calls will only be received between 7:30 and 9 in the morning Eastern Time. Hello, this is Dr. John Coben. Get a copy of Bible and Government, Public Policy from a Christian Perspective, my latest book. You can buy it online from Alertness Books. The link is at the top of policyofliberty.net. That's www.policyofliberty.net. It's only $11, and it will help you think about the Christian's relationship to public policy and the nature of the state. Be sure to get a copy today of Bible and Government, Public Policy from a Christian Perspective.
The Patriot Network is a national federation of local clubs devoted to bringing relief to the oppressed American taxpayer. It is based right here in the South Carolina Upcountry and chaired by Dr. John Coben's associate, legendary freedom warrior Robert Clarkson. Visit our website at patriotnetwork.info for full contact information, meeting times, and locations around the South and beyond. That's Patriot Network, one word, .info. There you can also sample many action reports, current and past issues of our newsletter, and mainstream news features about IRS rot, corruption, and incompetence. Find out what our decades-old organization may be able to do to put a stop to your IRS problems. PatriotNetwork.info commends Dr. John Coben on the founding of the Tyranny Response Network and his unique Christian worldview show, heard weekday mornings right here on TRN.
You're listening to homeschooler-friendly TRN, the Tyranny Response Network.
There is a place for government in the affairs of men, and our Declaration of Independence tells us precisely what that is. The role of government is to protect individuals in their God-given individual rights. Freedom is the natural birthright of man, but all that government can do in behalf of freedom is to let the individual alone, and it should secure him his rights by making others let him alone. Reverend Edmund Oppitz, in The Libertarian Theology of Freedom, page 142.
Liberalism is not to be tossed lightly aside, but to be hurled with great force.
And here's a few other things to clean up the article bin I've collected over the weekend. Appreciate all the people sending me stuff, but it cuts down on my need to scour the internet for news stories. Well, here's one little one. Just says, Jesse Helms is lauded as the conscience of Senate conservatives. That's by Ralph Z. Hollow from the Washington Times. Raleigh, North Carolina. Jesse Helms says, it is presumptuous to acknowledge that he was what admirers say he was, the conscience of conservatives in the Senate for over 30 years. I would have never presumed to take on the role of conscience, the North Carolina Republican says, but he did just that, bucking Democratic and Republican administrations, blocking treaties and arms agreements, presidential appointments, and domestic legislation whenever he thought they'd jeopardize limited government, national defense, or civilized standards of behavior. I'm not sure we can give Jesse Helms that much credit for being the true conservative in the Senate, although we do like him a whole lot more than we like most others that are there, but certainly he's had his own share of foibles in the past. So, but that's what Ralph Hollow says, and that's what Hollow, I should say, that's his name. That's what many Republicans apparently believe. Here's a couple of the news stories. A lot of these stories I've been getting today came from links sent to me by Brian Morton of LibertarianChristians.org to the LouRockwell.com website. Lou Rockwell is a great website, as is AntiWar.com. Great for finding interesting information. Here's Michael Rosef, Reflections on the State. Why the state? Just about everyone lives under a state. States are what the world has come to, and we and our forefathers have both chosen this order and had it imposed upon us. Can this whole order be a bad mistake? Yes, it can, if it is based on the faulty theory. Believing in spontaneous generation, not the germ theory of disease, doctors didn't know enough to wash their hands 140 years ago. We're like those doctors. States were far weaker only 50 years ago and weaker still 100 years ago. Are bigger and stronger and more intrusive states like the germ theory of disease a great boon for mankind, a wonderful discovery that prolongs and saves life? The bloody 20th century, a ton of evidence to the contrary, and the best theory all strongly suggest the opposite. All states harm mankind, and the bigger they are, the more harm they cause. If the state destroys, then why is it the dominant political form? Basically, it gains its power over its subjects who, for a variety of reasons, either cannot or do not resist that power. Oppenheimer and Albert J. Nock tell us much about these developments. The reactions of the state's citizens to the state fall into the great many categories ranging from love to hate, indifference to resistance. Three prominent categories are worth mentioning. There are those who do not like the state but do not resist it. They realize that the state possesses a monopoly of legal violence in the area over which it rules, and they view it as an irresistible force. They don't think it's worth fighting City Hall. Their behavior looks like those who are indifferent. Then there are people who'd like to resist, but even if they try, they'd fail to do much. They discover that rulers are clever enough to prevent serious organized resistance from groups within the state. Then there are very many groups of people who loyally support, even love the state, and he gives all the reasons why they love the state. We read some of these on an earlier Christian Worldview show. So anyway, it is a shame that the state is as powerful as it is, and people back it as much as they do. We're trying to counter that idea here and promote the principles of liberty, the great founding fathers, and, of course, biblical truth here on Christian Worldview, to the contrary, to the chagrin of all those who have the statist mentality. Finally, Anthony Gregory on Situational Totalitarianism writes on LouRockwell.com. This is an article, again, called Situational Totalitarianism. He says, principles should advise and determine how humans behave toward each other, no less during times of hardship and crisis than during times of sunshine and peace. It is their universal relevance, after all, that makes them principles. Sometimes it is hard to stick by them and not surrender to expediency, which only means that difficult times call for eternal vigilance in observing the most timeless and crucial principles. Libertarianism, grounded in the non-aggression axiom, is a principled philosophy which would in practice confine people in what they are allowed to do to each other, even in times of war, terrorism, or other catastrophe. whether or not you buy completely into libertarianism, let us stipulate that as a theory places strict guidelines on when force is justified and otherwise allows for an eminently robust sphere in which humans may freely and willfully act. and interact in a manner voluntarily as voluntary and peaceful. And we do appreciate the Libertarian Party for all that they've done to help the Tyranny Response Network here in the upstate of South Carolina. And I suppose we should at least be able to give a quick spot for them towards at the end of the show here. That is the Libertarian Party. They meet, have a business meeting 6:30 p.m. the second Thursday of the month. That'll be next week at the library on Malden Road between the old stadium and Lawrence Road. Visitors are welcome. To talk politics, you can join the Libertarian Underground meeting at 8 p.m. on the fourth Wednesday of the month. That was last week at Cafe Underground just off of Main Street. They'd love to swap ideas with you about restoring limited constitutional government. We thank you for listening to Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben today. It's been an informative show, we hope, for you all today, and we look forward to seeing you back here again tomorrow morning for another edition of Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. Until then, God bless you.
Thank you for joining us today on Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben. We hope you will be with us tomorrow morning at 7:30 right here at the Tyranny Response Network for Christian Worldview with Dr. John Coben.